Okay. Thank you, Dr. Yuan, and good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the invitation by Fao and Naka. I have the pleasure to share with you some information regarding the certification of marine ingredients in the production and the utilization of aqua feed products. So first of all, let's see who is who. IFO is the global trade organization representing the producers of marine ingredients, as well as other players on the value chain, whereas IFO-RS is an independent certification program audited by a third-party organization, and it provides reassurance to the value chain that the marine ingredients has been responsibly sourced and responsibly produced. Although the foundation of IFO-RS years ago was led by IFO, now IFO-RS is a fully independent certification program already. I am from IFO, but today I'm speaking on behalf of IFO-RS. But why bother? It has been an increasingly bigger and bigger concern for the big retailers as well as their consumers, especially in Europe and North America, as to how the piece of fish on their plate has been cultivated. There's a lot of debate and discussion on the internet, and some organizations put forward some lists of recommendations as well as those to be avoided. Unfortunately, such important aquaculture species as shrimp in Asia is on the red list here. And this is mostly because of the fish meal and fish oil used in the feed products. So responding to those challenges, more and more fish farmers are getting their fishing practice certified. There are two most popular certification programs currently in the global markets, which are ASC and GAA-BAP programs. And those certification standards provide reassurance to the consumers as to what happened on a fish farm. For GAA-BAP's feed meal standards, it requires that at least 50% of the marine ingredients in the feed has to come from either MSC or IFO-RS. If this could not be met, then at least half of the marine ingredients should come from a fishery improvement program or so-called FIP run by reputable organizations such as IFO-RS, or the Sustainable Fisheries Partnership, or WWF. The other very popular certification standards nowadays is ASC, whose feed standard could be expected to be available end of this year. So far, the ASC standards are based on specific species, such as the ones on cobia, pangasius, shrimp, but each of them has got different requirements on the aqua feed or the marine ingredients in the feed products, and this is making things very complicating. To improve, ASC is putting forward a feed standard which is applicable to all fishing, to all farming species. In about 1 or 2 months' time, the ASC feed standards draft should be available for public consultation. By that time, the document should be on ASC's website, but if you wish, you're also welcome to approach us because Dr. Andy Jackson of IFO-RS sits on the steering committee of ASC's feed standard, so he should be able to get relevant information quicker. So once the ASC feed standard is fully implemented, the feed-related requirements in the current ASC standards will become irrelevant. Reference to both IFO-RS and IFO-RS-IP are made in the ASC feed standards already. Both of them are recognized as a way leading to the ASC, although it is still MSC, which is the ultimate goal for fishery assessment. And IFO-RS-IP could provide or demonstrate a commitment to improvement or progress, although it is time limited. I'm going to talk about IFO-RS IP later in this presentation. But a possible scenario is, for example, during the first 2 or 3 years, IFO-RS IP is accepted for the marine ingredients used in the aqua feed, and then it should escalate into E4RS. And then after a number of years, it is still MSC, which is required for the marine ingredients used in aqua feed, according to the ASC feed standard. Let's wait for the ASC feed standards draft for further details. But by now, the easiest way here in Asia to provide ASC certified feed to the aquaculture farms is to get the marine ingredients in the feed certified by E4RS or at least E4RS IP. To sum up, it is like a Russian doll theory or principle. So consumers' demand for reassurance is driving the whole thing. And in order to meet this demand, here comes the certified aquaculture products, such as the ASC fish or the GABAP fish coming from a fish farm. And then the inputs of this fish farm needs reassurance as well, which is the aqua feed. And this leads to E4RS, which covers the marine ingredients or fish meal and fish oil in the aqua feed formula. And E4RS provides reassurance to not only the manufacturing plants of the fish meal and fish oil, but also the sourcing of its raw material inputs. Here are the key things about E4RS. So for the whole fish inputs or raw material for fish meal production, it is the FAO Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries which are followed. But it is different for fishery byproducts, raw material input for fish meal and fish oil production, which does not require fishery assessment, as long as these byproducts is not come from IUU or endangered species. By now, neither the ASC or the GABAP standards has got any reference or coverage on fishery byproducts. But in this upcoming new feed standard of ASC, it is expected that there will be some terms regarding the fishery byproducts, very similar with those in the E4RS. And other two pillars in E4RS are food traceability, all the way back until the fisheries, as well as responsible production in the fish meal and fish oil plant. So how are we doing? E4RS was introduced in year 2009. In the following year, by end of the following year, about one quarter of the global production of fish meal and fish oil was certified by E4RS already. By end of 2006, the E4RS compliant material took a share of 45% of the global production. The target is to have half of the global production of fish meal and fish oil to be certified by E4RS by year 2020. Fishery byproducts is becoming to be a more and more important raw material input for fish meal production. By end of last year, over 600,000 tons of fish meal and fish oil produced from fishery byproducts was certified by E4RS already. And these represented over 11% of the global fish meal and fish oil production. Anyway, I don't know why the name of the countries is not showing totally. Anyway, the biggest share we could see on this pie chart represents Peru. So by now, most of the E4RS compliant fishmeal fish oil come from Peru, Chile, United States, and European countries such as Iceland, Norway, or Denmark. There are not so many Asian countries here, although we could see both Vietnam and Thailand here, representing 1 to 2% share respectively. But this represents big potential, some technical, you know, things happening on this PPT. But anyway, this represents big potential in Asia countries, especially such big producing nations like Thailand, Vietnam, China, and Japan, to supply more E4RS certified fish meal and fish oil to the aqua feed sector. The red colored section here on this pie chart represents those production of fish meal and fish oil which could be expected to join E4RS or to be certified by E4RS by end of this year or within next year. And they are E4RS IP participants, the current applicants of E4RS, or other fisheries which are under assessment. Together, this red color part represents over 7% of the global non-compliant E4RS compliant fish meal and fish oil. What are the main challenges then? In Asia, it's still the fishery assessment, which is stopping more and more fish meal and fish oil to be E4RS certified. As we know, it is the key principles of FAO Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries that are followed in assessing whether a fishery is responsible or not. Although the MSC is automatically accepted, it is still very difficult for many fisheries in Asia because of its nature of being multi-species, which is making the fishery assessment very complicating. And what's more, most of the fisheries in Asia are operated by small and artisanal fishermen, so regulating and controlling is very difficult as well. In order to help those fish meal factories and their supplying fisheries to be E4RS certified, the E4RS Limited put forward Improvers Program, or the so-called E4RS IP Program. This is like a ladder leading to final full compliance with E4RS, but also demonstrating continuous improvement or the commitment by the relevant industry before reaching the final goal. Before entering an E4RS IP program, a third-party gap analysis is required to identify what to improve. In most cases, it is not the factory itself, but the raw material or the supplying fishery, which is problematic. And then based on this gap analysis, a structured action plan with milestones will be developed. And for the whole fish raw material input, a FIP or fishery improvement program should be set up. Also, a third-party annual audit is required to maintain to ensure step-by-step delivery of this action plan. However, neither the MSC or the the FAO Code of Conduct covers multi-species fishery. This means that for most of the Asian fisheries or the fisheries here, if being assessed by conventional or traditional methodology, it's very hard or even impossible for them to pass the fishery assessment. To respond to this demand, E4RS is putting forward its version 2.0, which is data deficient. It opens up opportunities for development to reduce the risks by such means as, for example, the fishing quota scheme, or the MSY, or the so-called maximum sustainable yield. However, this is not making the fishery assessment easier because it is still science-based. For example, a high percentage of juvenile in the fish landing might lead to or might do harm to the fishery, to the biomass sustainability, and this might be able to be resolved by introduction of FIP. What's more, the E4RS 2.0 version is also stepping up requirements on social and environmental requirements or clauses, responding to the emerging issues or the matters. Last but not least, in order to enhance the mutual recognition with other standards, E4RS version 2 has been developed in accordance with the ISO codes. So as I mentioned just now, for the whole fish input, the fishery assessment's principal reference is the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, but that was introduced in year 1996 and couldn't be updated by now. So E4RS, in its version 2, turned to the Asia-Pacific Fishery Commissioner's recently published guideline for the management of tropical trawl fisheries. This guideline adopts the principle of the risk-based management And this EPFIC is composed of government fishery officials or experts. It covers the entire Asian Pacific region, ranging from India all the way until the United States. Some of you might be familiar with EPFIC, as you might be sitting on this program already. It took 2 or 3 years for this new guideline of EPFIC to be drafted and then signed off by relevant government offices. IFO's intention is to adopt EPFIC guideline in its version 2, but this is still a process underway, so if you have any inputs or suggestion, you are more than welcome to talk with us. The plan is by end of 2017, the IFO RS version 2 should be finalized. But by now, the draft for IFO RS version 2, excluding the multi-species fishery assessment section, is already out for public consultation. The deadline for submission of comments is the 17th of this month. So the section in the IFO RS version 2 on the multi-species fishery assessment takes longer time to finish because of the complexity nature of this matter. In order to make sure the draft will work, some trials are needed. And one of them is taking place here in Thailand. And FIP is up and running already here to test the new risk-based assessment method here. It is moving towards IFO RS. If this trial is successful, then the draft for the multi-species fishery assessment part of IFO RS version 2 will be out for public consultation by end of this year. It is hoped that by end of 2017, the marine ingredients sector and their supplying fishery of those countries will be able to join IFO RSIP or Improvers Program. And Panama has got single species fisheries, so they don't have to wait for IFO RS version 2, so they're already in this IP program. Conversation is taking place with Thailand, Vietnam, India, Ecuador, and Angola, but most of them have to wait for IFO RS version 2 to deal with the multi-species fishery problem. And then Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan and China are expected to come next. With this, we come to the end of my presentation. You're welcome to visit E4R's website for more information, and also feel free to contact with us. Thank you.